I hit go live. Coming to you live from a different room in Frankie's house. It's me. Doing good. How are you doing?
Good, man. Great. Great. We're going to pretend like we haven't talked all day.
Yeah, we definitely didn't say hi.
We did not see each other at all.
We definitely did not talk WandaVision.
No, no. We on Mondays, we stay very quiet. We don't acknowledge each other.
We didn't watch most of the Super Bowl together.
We didn't do any of that stuff.
So it'll be good.
We are going to talk some Super Bowl commercials and some WandaVision and some maybe some Falcon if we get into it. New Marvel TV show? Because Ben's not here to tell us no.
Nope.
It's not.
Joke's on Ben.
How's it going, man? How's your commute from Pittsburgh to the Philly Burbs going?
You know, good. Good. Smooth. 5 hours-ish. Less than 5 hours.
Do you have a favorite rest stop? Or do you just try to go straight?
Hold on. There is one rest stop that I've stopped at 2 times.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2 separate days. And
not like you stopped and then like went down an exit, turned around, came back again. Okay.
Yeah, two separate trips. And then both times I went in, it was like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom. Like, let me make this trip quick. And then I see that, and like I'm about to go in, and I'm like, oh, there's a Starbucks here. Maybe I'll get a Starbucks. Usually Turnpike Starbucks is even worse. But then I go in and it's not even open. It's closed.
What horrible rest stop are you going to?
And then I'm like looking around and it's like, it's not even one of the ones with Burger King. It has like a Roy Rogers. What is this?
This is a horrible.
Do they have those in Pennsylvania that are not on the Turnpike?
I did not even. No, no. Roy Rogers is only a Turnpike destination. There's like
so bizarre.
Some on the Jersey Turnpike and
bizarre,
someone.
Man.
I haven't seen a Roy Rogers like actual building since I was,
ever.
Elementary school. There used to be one.
Yeah.
Turned into a Wendy's. So,
we have some live comments coming in from Brittany Gruber because she can't be sitting in the background making fun of me during the podcast. She has to watch us live to make fun of me. Hey, babe.
We should get a cardboard cutout of Brittany to just stand behind you. Yeah, right.
I should, but she has to pay $100. She has to pay me $100 just like at the Super Bowl.
I think that's a fair deal. I think that's a fair deal. No favorite rest stop. I do have one. I don't remember which one it is, but it's the big one that you can access on both sides between here and Pittsburgh. There's only
one. Is that the Sidling Hill one or is that?
Yes. Sidling Hill. 95%.
Sidling Hill is dope.
Yeah. It's a big one.
Huge.
A lot to do. You can hang out there.
Sometimes they have a farmer's market.
Yeah. They have a farmer's market. They do outside. Yeah. There's like,
it's a rest stop.
There's like random kids there, you know, that should be in school that are just like, you know, being hooligans. Like
they're loitering.
They used to hang out at the mall,
from?
But now
this
that all the malls
turnpike.
Are gone, yeah, they go to the Turnpike rest
Get
stop.
Get on the Turnpike, man. Go for a drive, man.
All the cool kids hanging out.
Brittany said, you would have to pay me $100 for the pleasure of my face on your podcast. LOL. Well, great.
That is exactly why
we have not had her
on the podcast. We don't have that.
You know, IncrediBuffam. Mm-hmm. If you would like to heckle us live every Monday night at around 8:15,
8 p.m., 8:15.
Sometimes way later because of
sometimes. The best part is me and Tim tried starting early tonight.
We did.
And like a good 30 minutes and we're not
Didn't
prepared.
Happen.
Prepared to what we wanted to talk about, not prepared for all the fun technical stuff that we give Ben a hard time for.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do?
Pretty incredible, though.
What are you gonna do? All right, let's go in and let's I guess start talking about what's on.
Question mark.
So clearly the Super Bowl is what's on. Hashtag TB12, hashtag GOAT, hashtag MVP, hashtag
still kisses his kids on the mouth. Sorry, I thought we were talking about, I thought we were going to talk about the most important thing of the Super Bowl, Frankie, which was the commercials.
Well, what was on was the Super Bowl, but what we watched mostly with the Super Bowl, especially after the second quarter when it was all downhill, is the commercials.
Yeah.
So everyone does this. We do it every year as well. We try to name a few of our favorite commercials. You can go first. What was the funniest commercial or the one you enjoyed the most?
Okay, the one that I probably laughed out loud the most, and I rewatched it today earlier, and it was still pretty funny, was the Will Ferrell electric vehicle commercial.
Yes.
Where he gets really mad about Norway and he punches a globe, and then the globe is stuck on his hand the rest of the commercial. But also when he starts that, it's like a really tight shot of him like looking at a globe, and then when he punches it and it's like a wider shot, the room is full of like conspiracy theory boards that you would see, you know, up in someone's house because of WandaVision or something. But it's like all these conspiracies about like electric vehicles in Norway and stuff. And then who else is on there? Kenan Thompson and Awkwafina. He randomly is like, Awkwafina, can you believe, meet me in Norway? You know, oh, so funny.
They, did you see the University of Norway's response to the Will Ferrell commercial?
Yeah, so funny. They're like, we're going to respond for all of Norway and for our university. And then they go through this whole thing of like how they're going to fake Will Ferrell out to make him think that Norway is not that great. And then they're showing like all the best things about Norway.
Which surprisingly did not know there were so many great things about Norway.
I didn't know that women can have 1 year's paid maternity leave.
That is pretty common most places.
Yeah, it's wild.
Like closer to Norway than us is Canada, who gives their women 1 year maternity leave.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
And
paternity. 1 year paid.
Yeah,
paid maternity leave. That is like, yeah, crazy. But anyways, yeah, I thought that one. What about you, Frankie? What's one that comes to mind?
My absolute favorite was the Alexa commercial with Michael B. Jordan.
Yo.
It was so funny. And not so because funny. Michael B. Jordan shirtless, but mostly because of the husband's responses. We're just cracking me.
Yes. Up. Yeah.
Because
it's like, hey, one thing. People like to take baths.
Yeah. It'd be one thing if they made it so like Michael B. Jordan was only being seen by the wife, but the husband was able to see Michael B. Jordan too, and everybody else was in her fantasy. Yeah. And so like the sprinkler comes on and he's just, no, you already watered the grass.
No, Alexa off.
And that cracked me up because I can't even tell you how many times I yell at Alexa and she does not listen to me, but my wife will talk and she listens fine to my wife.
Oh, by the way, our apologies to everyone who just restarted the podcast because they're listening on their Amazon Echo, and Frankie just yelled at Alexa to turn everything off.
So many times. So. Alexa, turn lights off.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I think my second favorite was probably the M&M's commercial.
Okay.
The one where they're everybody's apologizing by giving an M&M. And like at one point it's like a guy who just was like at a confessing to a priest. Yeah. And he like passes an M&M through the confessional door on his way out of the church. He's like, I'm sorry you had to hear that. And then like walks out. The one girl is like, sorry I called you a Karen. And the other lady says, my name is Karen. Sorry, your name's Karen. She hands her another one. Like she's just like pulling them out of her purse. Like it excuses the. It
makes everything better.
That was funny.
My other one would have been the 3D Doritos with Mia Kunis and Ashton Kutcher.
Oh no, that's a Cheetos one. Isn't that a
Cheetos is
Cheetos one?
three. I thought it was, yeah, three Cheetos. You're right, three
The
Cheetos.
3D Doritos is the
Oh,
was the flat Matthew McConaughey. That was so
that's right.
weird.
That one was very weird. Not a fan.
Yeah, no, that was the so I think it was Cheetos, like their popcorn and Cheetos comp mix or some weird,
This is
it's
how
some
good
weird
the
shit.
commercial was. I
So funny
don't
though.
know what it was talking about besides Cheetos.
Had
In fact, I
Shaggy
got
on
that
it
wrong.
though.
But yeah, I thought that was fine. I mean, Ashton Kutcher singing was horrible, but and
Yeah.
Shaggy in the beginning was very confusing because I didn't even recognize him. But then once he started rapping, I was like, oh, okay. I know this song.
When okay, well, look, when he said, "Tell him it wasn't you," or
Yeah.
whatever, I was like, "Are they? Is that Shaggy? Are they gonna
It
do this?" And then it was really slow and like really bad.
Yeah.
Oh, this is lame. And then Shaggy comes in and he's like, "She's wiping all her hands all over the umbrellas," you know. And it's like, what is going on? That was funny though. That was funny too.
Good times. Good times. And then, and then there was a football game that was pretty good.
There was a, I mean, it was all right. It's okay.
It was okay.
Whatever.
Whatevs. Whatevs. Oh, but there was another awesome commercial for
Yes.
the official trailer
Yes.
for the Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
So, who would like to start? Mr. Barnes, why does Sam aggravate you?
15 seconds to drop. So what's our plan? Great.
Wild,
It
wild.
looks awesome. It looks like a movie.
It does, and I know that I think one of the directors or somebody had commented that this is it's straight up like a one long movie is how they described it. It's super cinematic. It's shot just like one of the Captain America movies. So they did like a short spot on the Super Bowl, and then if you missed it, the long trailer, the full trailer was online. And it looks awesome. It definitely looks awesome. We get to see some shots of Zemo, who was the bad guy from Civil War. He's the guy that did the bomb at the UN and tried to frame Bucky and then tried to pit Captain America and Iron Man against each other. In the end of that movie, he's in custody and he's like saying that he's accomplished everything he wanted to accomplish because the Avengers fell apart. And now obviously Avengers are not falling apart. They all chilling. There's like more Avengers than ever. And he's, from the judging by the trailer, he is out for revenge and wants to shut down all superheroes because he says something about how superheroes, like, they all need to die or something. So homeboy's got some plans. Looks good.
It does look really good. I'm excited for their banter, I guess you should say, back and forth. And
Yes.
I'm mostly excited because whereas WandaVision is definitely an episode by episode TV
Yeah,
show, I feel like
very
I'm
episodic.
excited for one that's going to look like a long movie. Though I am curious how I'm going to like it week to week. I almost wish they would just drop all 9 episodes at once and let me binge
I'm
nine
just
episodes
not
of
looking
TV.
forward to that. Although I hope they're longer than WandaVision. Like I hope they're like a solid 50 minutes or something.
That would be sweet.
Yeah. I don't know. It's tough to say because the Mandalorian was very successful and rightfully so, but those episodes are like 30 minutes maybe. WandaVision is the same. It's like some are 30 minutes, some are 40 minutes. And I just don't know how I feel about every episode being a different length and how they're all kind of short, to be honest. But yeah, anyways, I am still super hyped for this coming March 19th. So that's, I think WandaVision ends the first week of March. I'll have to double check on that. You're muted now, Frankie.
We're at episode 5 right now, and there
okay, that's true.
There's 9, right? So
yeah, so 4 more episodes. That brings us into the beginning of March with March like a 5th, week break or 2 weeks maybe break.
1 week break.
But yeah. So right there. You know what? I think they're making up for not having any Marvel movies in 2020, honestly.
I think 100%. I mean, I almost like this better.
It's not. It is nice. Like having a little bit of Marvel every week.
Well, it's a cool story and you kind of get to have your own little character. And here's the thing. And this is what excites me and what WandaVision has done is that I was already excited from the moment they announced Winter Soldier and Falcon because I love both of those characters. I think it's going to be a fun TV show. When they talked about WandaVision, I was like, this is going to be garbage. And then it came out and it is amazing. Like hands down. Some of the best.
It's Marvel awesome. I've ever it seen. Is really awesome.
So for other shows that are coming out that I am questioning, like the Loki show, which I think sounds dumb. I have hope for. So I guess we'll see. And then at the end of the day, even if like all of them, you know, are good and one of them stinks, then, you know, I like those odds.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Or if we get some stinker episodes, you know, but like it's overall kind of better.
All right. Let's talk about, for the remainder of the podcast, episode 5 of WandaVision. Oh my goodness. And it starts off with this amazing intro.
Crazy spoilers. The music is so good, though.
It's so good.
I'm afraid that Facebook is going to copyright strike us. I'm not going to lie.
We're good.
There's going to be spoilers, everybody. So many spoilers. Spoiler alert.
Spoilers for up to episode 5 of WandaVision.
Go watch the show.
On what's going
Why
on.
Haven't
if
you haven't
watched it, what are you doing?
What's going wrong with you?
Hey, so yeah, I mean, so much happens.
Oh man,
so much.
Oh man, so
it's starting to crumble. The world that has been created by Wanda is starting to crumble, and we still have questions, which is the best part about it.
Oh, definitely. All right, so just to go through the episode, they had their babies. Their babies, magically, are all of a sudden 5 years old. And then we get the cool intro that shows them as like kids, like they're 5 years old. And we kind of start going through the episode. We also get some awesome stuff outside of the Hex Zone. It's kind of, we're going back and forth now during the episodes between kind of the real world where they're still investigating this stuff and between inside the Hex, inside the TV show. And then at one point the boys, Wanda and Vision's boys, age themselves up again.
The key thing is they age themselves up, which I don't know if people notice. Like, it's not that Wanda makes them older.
Cause they Wanda's go, like, oh, no.
Yeah. The boys have to be 10 to have the puppy. And they go all of a sudden, oh no.
The
and
boys
they,
look at each other.
What?
Yeah, so it's either one of them or both of them have powers like Wanda, which is dope. In the comics, I think Billy is the one that has the powers like Wanda's powers.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh man. So we kind of go through this whole thing. And of course the video got blocked. I just got a copyright. If we're still on Facebook...
Oh no.
I did just get a real copyright thing. I don't know if it's still on there. It says blocked. It might just be, you know what? If you're watching this after the fact, it might have just muted our audio. We're fine. Everything's fine. Blocked.
Oh, no. It's I'm still on.
I'm seeing it. It's good. I did get a notification. Oh, man. Ben is going to be like, what are you guys doing?
What did you guys do? I let it play too long, but it was so catchy. Yeah.
It's so good. It's so, good. And they combine like three or four different TV show intros to do that. There's a shot that's like straight up from Full House where they're like running through a park and the camera is zooming like right towards them and past them as they run. There's some stuff. I'm trying to remember what the one is with the paintbrush at the beginning. Family Ties.
Yeah, is it Family Ties?
Might be. There's a bit of a few other ones. It's just so, it's probably in Living Color. It's just so funny and so, like, I gotta hand it to them. The couple that did the music for Frozen and for, I don't know if they did Coco too. They are the ones who wrote all the intros. Like, it was the same couple that was tasked with doing every intro of each different era. And trying to match the intro music to that era of sitcom.
That's awesome.
It's like that music.
We need someone like that doing our music here on this podcast.
If only, Frankie, if only you could do that. If only
I could take the time to sit and do it, I could do it. But it's about finding that time, and I just don't have it.
I don't know. Maybe you should go searching.
Maybe next week.
So good, though.
It was. And then... so the big points of the show. So we find out that the director is kind of a jerk, director of S.W.O.R.D. He just doesn't tell anybody that he's going to go send the drone in there and try to kill Wanda. Like, he thought that would work for some reason.
I'm not a fan of that guy.
And they're making him look out. See, I don't think he's the real bad guy because there's some theories out there and I don't because I think they're trying so hard to make him look like the real bad guy.
But I'm kind of so he introduced himself in the last episode as the acting director of S.W.O.R.D.
Yeah.
I think we might actually get from the comics, Abigail Brand, who's like this green-haired lady, and it ends up that she has some alien DNA for some reason, which is why she's green-haired, something like that. Anyways, I'm kind of wondering if we're going to actually get like a full-blown green-haired lady coming in here. Like,
interesting.
No, I'm the director of S.W.O.R.D., you know, like, could be dope. I'm not a fan of that guy, but I don't think he's the big bad either.
And then, you know, before we get to the big thing, is there anything else from the episode that was really important? The dog dies the same way the dog dies in the comic, which I didn't know, which just seems like a horrible way to kill a dog.
Oh, yeah, from eating the leaves or whatever.
Didn't even know dogs can't have azaleas. Like, I learned something new today. Make sure we never have an azalea bush.
That's freaky. But also convenient. The neighbor's bushes. I mean,
which didn't make any sense because they walked so far down the road looking for the dog. And then,
well, yeah, I don't think she doesn't live next door. Remember when she's outside, she's talking to their very next door neighbor.
Because she goes in earlier in this episode. I saw through my window. Like,
You're right. Maybe they were walking around the neighborhood and circled back.
I don't know. Continuity, guys. Continuity.
Yeah, but she's conveniently like, oh, I saw it through my window that you needed a doghouse. Like, did you, though? Did you?
The big thing is that, you know, we find out there's no kids in this town.
Creepy.
Which doesn't make sense.
Creepy.
Because it's a town.
Yeah.
And so she created these kids. So it means they're created. They're not actual people. Well, not people that were in the town already that she's controlling. So we're interesting. And then the show ends with a huge, and I don't understand if, I don't think everyone who's watched the episode quite can grasp the reason for this being so big.
Kind of the seriousness.
the what is so awesome about how the episode ended. Go ahead, Tim. You tell him.
Well, so here's what it comes down to. She gets a knock on the door. There's like a convenient knock on the door, right? Or doorbell or something. And Vision is like, he's like so convinced Wanda's doing this stuff. Except when they go to open the door, Wanda is just as surprised and confused as Vision. Vision says, "Who is this, Wanda?" And you get this shot from behind the person's head, and it's silver hair, and you're like, "Oh, this is Quicksilver. This is gonna be dope." Except it's not Aaron Taylor Johnson Quicksilver, who died in Age of Ultron. It's Evan Peters Quicksilver from the X-Men movies. What?
That were made by Fox. It's Evan Peters
yes.
playing Quicksilver, the same character he played, not dressed the same way, but with the same hairstyle and everything, playing the same character
yeah. from
Fox movie.
This it's is the like first
time that we've seen Fox and Disney combine to what, with the exception of Spider-Man, right? But that's all murky. But really, like, we haven't seen any mutants in any kind of Marvel.
Right.
In the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
This is the
first time that we're seeing this, and it means, and there's a ton of things it can mean. My theory, which one of the theories that we found online, was the fact that she pulled a Quicksilver from another universe.
So yeah, like without knowing it.
Yeah.
When she's earlier in the episode, yeah. she's talking to the boys, and the boys are like, "Well, where's your brother, mommy?" And she's like, "Oh, well, my brother's really far away, and that makes me sad sometimes." And she kind of has this like distant look. And so, yeah, that's one of the big theories is like, okay, she accidentally pulled a Quicksilver from a different universe.
Which would make sense since she's co-starring in the new Doctor Strange movie coming out this summer.
Which is a multiverse, yeah.
Multiverse. So
multiverse of madness.
It's all going to intertwine together.
All connected. So
that, I think, makes the most sense. And I think is exactly what's going to happen. But it's just so cool
because we're
finally going to get Marvel mutants, I'm thinking, or hoping.
Oh yeah, in the MCU, definitely. The MCU, yeah. There was already not rumors, like I think it was confirmed that Marvel did approach Patrick Stewart about reprising his Xavier. I still think, and this is my kind of my working theory too, is that Wanda has a lot of effects on what's going on, but that she's not actually fully responsible for this situation, and that maybe even she's not the person with the multiversal reality thing going on, but that somebody else is trying to placate her and keep her in as well.
I think she
gets something.
I think she's controlling everything, as far as my theory at least, is that she's controlling everything. That it's she pulled him from the multiverse.
She doesn't know it.
But I think someone is messing with her head,
manipulating her
to make her do these things. So whether it's the neighbor or the blonde lady,
right? Dottie, is that her
Dottie?
Name?
Dottie. Yeah. I mean, it could be a bunch. But I think someone else is inside this town that is manipulating her, and she doesn't realize, because it seems like there's two Wandas.
The one that knows
what's going on, and like when she remembers, gets all mad and like tries to keep it the way it is.
That's true. Even she seems like she doesn't have it all together.
Yeah.
I think no matter what, most people, the consensus for most people is somebody else is behind all the craziness here.
Yeah.
And oh man. Who's it gonna be? I don't know.
I don't know. Let us know what you guys think.
Yeah.
Hit us up.
That's what I was going to say.
Comment on the Facebook page. Guys, you can find us on facebook.com/incrediblecritics, instagram.com/3criticspod, and twitter.com/3CriticsPod, Instagram Incredible Critics. I don't know. Just go on Facebook. That's the only thing.
Tuna,
matters.
Where are you?
Where
Why
are
did
you?
You show
Andrew?
Up to this episode.
I think we forgot to tell him we were going to record. Oops.
Yeah.
Sorry, Andrew. Maybe next week. Until then, we are the Incredible Critics. Nice.
Okay, I'm actually pretty sure that Facebook pulled our stream.
Until then, we are the Incredible Critics. It's still live on my page.
So, if it's not actually live, or...
Sorry.
Nice. Double the ending. It's not actually live for everybody. All right, I'm going to stop the Facebook stream.